Today's Tanya for the 27th of Tishrei is in Igeres HaKadosh, Simen Chof Hei. It's on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 538. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how everything in this world is not only created but also maintained and defined by the Word of God, which gives existence to all existence. And therefore, at the time that a person is doing something negative or evil, the energy and the ability and the existence of that behavior is being created at that very moment by the Word of God. And that's why in the Navi, David HaMelech says of Shimi ben Gera, when he cursed him, he said God told him to curse. Because the only way that Shimi could curse is if at that very moment God was creating both Shimi and his ability to speak and the ability to curse and the existence of the curse and so on and so forth. Now on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, a few lines past the middle of the page at the period. Now it is known to the students of Kabbalah, Kidvar Hashem, that the Word of God, which brings all things into existence, Nikra B'Shem Shechina B'Loshen Rizal. This Word of God, the godliness that is within the created being that gives it its life, is described or referred to in the Gemara by our sages as Shechina. The Shechina is that part of God that dwells within the world. That's the Word of God that gives life to the world. This same Word of God is, in the terminology of the Zohar and Kabbalah, is described as Imo Tato, the lower mother, or Malchus, and Matranisa as the queen. And particularly in the Zohar, in the beginning of Parsha Ve'eda. Why is it described that way? Because it is invested and it dwells within, it's clothed within, and it dwells within the created being in order to give it life. And in the Kabbalah, it is referred to as Malchus, al shem dvar melech shiltein. Why? What is the connection between Malchus, which is royalty, and the Word of God, which is speech? It's because the king rules through his speech. Ki hamelech manhig malchusei b'diburei, the king governs and rules over his country through his speech, through his commands. And there are other reasons as well that are known to the students of Kabbalah. And it is also known etc. We describe the Word of God as Malchus, and we know that Malchus exists in each of the four worlds. So there is Malchus of Atzilus, and there is Malchus of Bri, etc. Upirish Malchus d'Atzilus. What does it mean, Malchus of Atzilus? How is it different from the other levels of Malchus? Hu Dvar Hashem HaMechayu Mahavin Neshomis HaGdeleis. The Malchus of Atzilus is the Word of God that gives life and existence to the great souls, to the higher, loftier souls, Shehein Mebechinas Atzilus, that are derived from the world of Atzilus. Kamei Nishmas Adam Arishain, as for example, the soul of Adam, the first man, Shenemar Bevayipar Ba'apov, concerning whom it says that God breathed into him a living soul. God breathed it into him is a reference to the world of Atzilus. And also the souls of the patriarchs and the prophets, and other souls in history who were equal or similar to the patriarchs and the prophets. They and those kinds of souls are the vehicle or the chariot of godliness, because they are totally nullified, totally bottle to God, as the Gemara says concerning Moshe, the father of all the prophets, that the Shekhinah spoke through his throat. So it's not that there were two voices. The Shekhinah spoke to Moshe and Moshe spoke to the people, but that the Shekhinah spoke in Moshe's throat because of the total bittul that Moshe had. The same is true of all the prophets and those who have Ruach HaKedosh. The voice of God was clothed within their voice and in their speech, literally, as the Arizal explains and writes. Malchus de Briya, the level of Malchus in the world of Briya, who Dvar Hashem is also the word of God, but in this case it is Machayu Mahava Hanishamiz Vahamalochim Shabalam HaBriya. This word of God gives life and existence to the Nishamis and the angels. Because in the world of Atzilus there really are no angels. But in the world of Briya there are angels, so the souls and the angels of the world of Briya are created by this word of God, which is called Malchus de Briya. She'ein ma'ilos som kemaylos Atzilus, and these souls are already not as great as the souls of Atzilus. Malchus da'asiyo, and the level of Malchus in the lowest world, in the world of Asiyo, who Dvar Hashem, is also the word of God, HaMechayu Mehaves Elam Hazeh Bechloli, that gives life and existence to this world, generally, Ad Yaseid HaOfor V'Hamayim Hashem Mitachas La'aretz. It gives life to all the parts of this world, including also the element of earth and water, that is even lower under the earth. So in each world, the level of Malchus is the word of God of that world, that is the direct creator that creates, either in the case of Atzilus, the souls of Adam and of the patriarchs and prophets and so on. In the case of Briya, it creates the souls of Briya and the angels of Briya. In the case of Asiya, it creates the physical world and all that is in it. In the Hayyim Yom for the 27th of Tishrei, Chav Zayin Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that Torah and mitzvahs surround a person's life from the day that he is born until the end of his stay on earth. Torah and mitzvahs place a person in a place of light with a healthy intelligence and with the acquisition of good character traits and proper upright conduct, not only between man and God, but also between man and man. Because the person who conducts himself according to Torah and the instruction and direction of the sages lives a blessed life, a rich life, both physically and spiritually.